G'day, 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 motherfuckers. this has been a long time since I've done any recording, and I thought I'd dip my toes back into things with a questionnaire. And I stumbled across this Life in Isolation questionnaire and thought, oh, I'll do that. I used to do all my recording, well, my non-NSFW recording in my car, because generally that's when I get peace and quiet and time to think and time to talk. So I thought I'd do the same thing here. I've printed out the questions so I can jog, so it can jog my memory about what they are, and I'll just prattle on. So I've started, and if I pause it's probably because I'm trying to negotiate traffic. Although, having said that, there's not a bloody lot of traffic around at the moment, which I'm loving. Because it means I get home in record time. Okay, so, first question. Are you safe and healthy? Well, this is an interesting question. More about the safe bit, because it's become something that we ask and that we say to people. Are you safe? Stay safe. And it's only just started in the last couple of months. And I kind of find it weird. I find it weird because, of course, people are going to be bloody safe. Or try and be safe. So, anyway, I don't want to digress too much. Yes, I'm safe and staying safe. And I'm as healthy, I guess, as I can be. Been very fortunate thus far not to catch any lurgies off anyone. Question: what have you been doing for your physical and or mental health during all of this? Well, my physical health has kind of gone to pot, mainly because unlike a lot of people who have either stopped working because they've lost their job or they're working from home, I'm still commuting to work every day. The company I work for has been deemed essential service, which makes me an essential service worker, which makes me sound far more important than I actually am. Because we're an essential service, we have taken extra steps in the workplace to ensure everyone is staying safe. There's that word again. We instituted extra cleaning in the office, social distancing. We're taking temperatures twice a day. It's gone a little bit nuts in the office because I'm on a system integration project. I have been quarantined from the rest of the office in my own little office, which is windowless, and it's got white walls, and sometimes I feel I'm going absolutely nuts, or more nuts than I normally do. Which, because that's fairly intense, and because I haven't been able to get out and about like I normally do, I'm kind of just driving to work, driving home, that's about it, and not really doing much else on the weekend. Mental health is a work in progress, as it has been for the last couple of years. But I have good days, I have bad days. Mostly good, shall we say. Piece of advice for everyone who's isolated. I don't know what to actually say to people. I'm an introvert, so just hanging out at home with my boo is something I like doing anyway, and I don't like being around lots of people, so I feel like isolation really isn't a bad thing. It's actually how I normally live my life. Yes, I do go out and socialise, but I don't do a lot of it. So, my advice, I don't really have any advice for someone who is in isolation. what pleases you and stay busy. That's all I can say on that one. I'm not even going to count the questions. Next question. Easiest and hardest part of isolation. Well, the hardest part is actually not being able to go out, particularly on the weekends and the sun is shining and the weather has been absolutely fantastic here. And not being able to go out is a bit of a pain. But it's not been too hard. As I say, my life is pretty much as it was, and so I haven't found it overly difficult. Being forced to stay in and do all the things I normally do is not much of a chore. So, hey, it's an introvert's paradise. Next question. Something you've done during isolation that you've never done before. Now that would be telling. I can't think of anything off the top of my head. One thing that I've started doing again, that I haven't done for a very long time is actually reading. I'm a bookworm, so ever since I could read, I read every day, like every single day. It was my way of getting myself to sleep. My life turned to shit a couple of years ago and I stopped reading because I just couldn't mentally focus and there just didn't seem to be any point in reading. I couldn't concentrate, I didn't enjoy it, so I stopped. The last couple of weeks I've picked it up again, and I'm really enjoying it again. I never thought I'd actually read again, and I'm really happy that I am. So, okay, that answers that question. Have you accomplished anything you are proud of? Well, you know, in general, there's lots of things I'm proud of, but particularly in recent times, no, not really. As I said, I'm still living my normal life, doing what I normally do. First thing you'll do when isolation ends. Well, where I am, they're planning on lifting restrictions, hopefully this weekend, and I'm dying to go to the beach. I miss my beach fix, walking along the sand, wiggling my toes in the sand, getting a whiff of that gorgeous ozone smell of the ocean, salty, and oh god, it's making me feel a little bit homesick actually. It's been like months since I've been to the beach, and now I've actually moved recently, so I'm a little closer to the beach, but I haven't been able to get down there because they basically shut all the beaches. Hopefully they'll be lifting them soon, and that's what I'm going to be doing, is going down to the beach. Right, next question. Do you have pets in isolation and is this a good thing? No, I don't, unfortunately. I really miss having a dog. Oh, like you would not believe. And hopefully I can get through this next couple of sentences without bawling my eyes out. But I used to have three babies and, to cut a long story short, I had to leave where I was living, which meant I had to leave them behind, and it's been a real grieving process leaving them behind. I miss them so much, and I think they would have made not a huge difference, because I'm actually coping quite well in isolation, although I'm not in isolation, but anyway, they would kind of complete my life at the moment, and it's a regret, but at the time there was nothing really I could do. It was, I had to make a life or death choice. It was that stark, and I chose life, which meant I had to sacrifice them. Anyway, I don't want to think about this too much, otherwise I start bawling, and the last thing you want to hear is me bawl my eyes out. Funniest thing during quarantine that has happened. Oh, look, funny things happen to me all the time, but I don't think anything particularly funny has happened that I can think of. I'm not always doing daft and stupid things, but I can't think of anything. Anyway, moving right along. If you can't think of anything, move right along. Culture. What music have you been listening to in isolation? I'm a pretty avid music listener. Because I'm not a morning person, my commute to work is usually in silence. I rarely have something on because I just find I can't stand the noise. And it takes me that long to kind of get my brain into gear and ease into the day. So by the time I get to work, I'm right, ready to go. I'm not one of these people that has to listen to noise in the morning or music. But I listen to music on the way home. So I've been listening to tons and chatting to lots of people on Discord and all over the internet about music. I love music and I love talking about it and I love listening to it. And the new man in my life is a music fiend too. And oh, we've spent many an hour or two just talking about music. And before all of this happened, we were going to concerts and stuff, and it was fantastic. So my taste is wide and varied, so I'm not even going to list some of the stuff I'm listening to because it's kind of all over the place, and my short-term memory is shit, so I rely on my playlist on Spotify, to be honest. So I find it hard to remember stuff and bands and stuff because I just listen to whatever's on Spotify. And anyway, this is going to be fun because it's now twilight and I can barely read. What TV shows have you been watching? Oh, what haven't I been watching? So me and my man love movies and TV, and because we haven't known each other that long, we've been exploring shared interests in TV, particularly English TV. Him being English, me being of English parents. So we've got a lot in common. We've been binge watching all kinds of old English comedy. We've been watching stuff on YouTube. So our interests tend to be, you know, normal cop TV shows, sitcoms from, you know, back in the day, documentaries, music. My music education's gone from like zero to grade zero. Like music history. My man's an avid punk reggae kind of fan from that era, big Joy Division and New Order fan. So I've been learning all about the origins of punk music and rap and hip hop, and it's actually been really interesting. It's sort of given me a new appreciation for those music genres, that's for sure. So so that's kind of been really nice, actually. Something I might not have otherwise done. TV, movies, the same sort of thing. He's got a massive collection of movies, and he'll say, "Have you seen this?" No. Because for the last 13, 14 years of my life, I've just not gone to the movies at all and haven't seen anything. And so he's been, "Oh, you must see this, you must see that." is determined to get me to watch Game of Thrones because I'm a Game of Thrones virgin. But so far I've resisted. We shall see whether he manages to achieve that or not. What's the next question when I can get some light? What activities are your daily go-tos? Oh, Monday to Friday, it's work. Come home, eat, TV, chat. Weekends, kind of the same thing. I guess that's about it. I currently don't have really much more to add to that. Right, what else have we got? Got any games? Well, I don't really play games, apart from, what's it called? Sugar Candy or something. Oh, I can't even remember what it's called. I sometimes mindlessly play those match three games. That's about it. Do I know any good jokes? I don't know any good jokes. I know lots of bad ones. Well, the problem is I can't remember bad jokes. Because my memory is just so crap. So, I know a joke. It's the only one I remember because I laughed for like half a day when I first heard this one. And it's not a good joke, but it was funny at the time. And it is. A horse walks into the bar. The barman turns to the horse and says, "Why the long face?" Oh, that still tickles my funny bone even after all this time. Have you picked up any new hobbies? No, not really. No, I don't think I actually have. I've been thinking about taking up writing, but I'm quite not sure how to sort of tackle that and where to start. So that's kind of a sort of a thought bubble that's rolling around in the empty skull of my brain at the moment. Question on the other side of the page, which is, I suspect, all to do with sex. Bear with me, I have to go faster because the speed limit's just gone up and everyone's overtaking me, probably thinking, what the hell is this person doing going so slow? Have you built any new relationships online? No, not really. I took a break from Reddit last year for one reason or another. I kept in touch with maybe two people throughout of that time, and I've just decided to revisit this world, get in touch with a few people, but no new ones. I've got enough, thanks. Have you tried anything new sexually? I've been trying new things, new sexy things. I've been trying lots of new things ever since I met my new man. Finally found someone who I feel totally comfortable with, and I feel I can say anything to him, and I feel really open with him, and he's not averse to trying anything, like anything. It's more about us discussing what we won't do. So it's been fun trying out lots of different things. I'm not going to go into any great detail because, I don't really want to talk about the details of my sex life. I'll just say it's damn fucking good. Which helps with the mental health, that's for sure. I've got to make sure I actually take the right exit too. Oh, what number is that? 45. Okay, I've got to take 49. Sorry, sorry about this, you don't really want to know what exit numbers I need to take on my way up. This is the problem when you're trying to do two things at once. So I'm just going to rattle on while I can get into the right lane to exit. And then I can pick up the next question. So, has isolation had an effect on your sex life? No, it hasn't. I guess... No, not that I can think of. Always want more, of course, but, you know, sometimes too much of a good thing. Okay, and then I think I might actually have to press pause here because I can't see the rest of the questions. Okay, I'm back. I've got a bit of light now so I can read the next question. The next question is all about order of activities. I tend to not get going out to dinner and that sort of stuff mixed up with playtime, as I call it. We're more likely to go out for dinner and then have playtime, or have playtime, be known to have playtime in the morning and afternoon and then go out. So it doesn't tend to be in the middle of stuff. As for order, oh look, to be honest, it doesn't really matter what order you do it in. I don't tend to plan that kind of thing. It's kind of go with the moment, what you feel like doing, and it's always good. That's all I can say. I'd say, hey, given half a chance, I'd probably do all of them and then go rinse and repeat. Okay, and so next question, favourite toy, favourite sex toy for masturbating. I've got my own, I've only got one actually. Oh no, I haven't actually, I've increased my number of toys. I lie. My favourite toy is Mr. Grey. He's a beautiful, beautiful toy. And he's the right shape. Right speed, and don't always need him, but fuck, I get some amazing orgasms from him. I'm gonna have to go and pause again because I can't remember what the next fucking question is, and it's gone dark. Okay, back again. Favorite sexting game. There's such a thing as a sexting game. Yeah, it's not something I do a lot of. What body part of yours would you send a picture of? What body part of yours would you send a picture of to someone? Well, you know, I pretty much sent pictures of all my body parts to a few, select few. Depends on who it is and... I wouldn't do it now, because my body is only for one person. Oh no, I lie. I've seen a few shots of the girls. Reddit question. What subreddits would you recommend for wasting time? Oh fuck, there's so many of them. I've recently been exploring Deep Thoughts. I also like to peruse through Backstage too for wasting a bit of time. I tend to do a lot of my time wasting on YouTube actually. If you're comfortable answering, who are some of your favourite GWA or erotic audio creators? I don't listen to erotic audio anymore. But I've got a few favourite creators of funny stuff. I'm not gonna call them out because that implies that then I don't like anyone else. My taste is varied and eclectic, and there's some damn awesome voices around. That's all I'm going to say on that matter. What made you start writing or recording erotic audio? That's actually a long, and that's not a long answer. The answer to that question is long. I haven't done any writing. Recording audio became something I stumbled into by accident. And it was my way at the time of coping with a really shitty personal life. I was in a very toxic relationship. I hadn't had sex for 5 years, and then prior to that, 2 years. And basically, I hadn't had any notable sex for about 12 years. I was feeling a lack of intimacy. I hadn't had anyone touch me, whether it was for a hug or hold my hand or anything, in like years, and it affected me. And so I went looking for something that was missing in my life, and I found it, albeit I don't know how real it was, but it suited me at the time, and I got off on making erotic audio. I really did. I got off on the fact that people were listening to me, and it did wonders for my ego, and gave me confidence, and allowed me to explore sides of my sexuality that I've never explored before. What do you like and dislike about it? Oh, yeah, I'm going to skip that question. Food. Food and sex and music, they're my three go-tos in life. Not necessarily in that order. Best isolation snack. Hey, I'm not in isolation as such, so it really depends on my mood and what I'm into. I'm living with a chef, so I've got someone I can talk to food about with for hours, and he loves a lot of stuff that my ex did. So I'm allowed to have all this kind of stuff that I never thought I'd ever eat again. Anyway, best thing you've cooked? Oh, everything. we both love cooking, so I can't think of anything off the top of my head. I know these answers sound really vague, but I really hate the best favourite type questions, because I'm at a loss usually to describe. Oh, I know. I've made up my own noodle soup, and it varies. But it usually involves some chicken stock, some noodles, I chuck some veggies in, and here down under we've got this squeezy paste, Thai squeezy paste, and it's like fresh chopped up, it's got ginger, garlic, chili, and lemongrass in it, and it's got the most amazing flavour, and I put a big whack in that, and bit of freshly ground white pepper, not black pepper, but white pepper, and it just tastes amazing. We usually drink it out of really big bowls, and it's very restorative. So I'm rather proud of that because I made it up. What should you stock up at the store? All the food you like, really. Life's too short to be not eating food you like. And favourite comfort food? Oh, God. Anything in the breakfast food department. I love my cheeses. I love my potato. I love Asian food. So anything in that realm. I'm getting hungry now. And it looks like I've come to the answer of this questionnaire, and it looks like I'm going to make it to 30 minutes. Whoa. Oh, I don't know how interesting that was, but I had kind of fun answering it. And I hope you have enjoyed listening to it. If you haven't, then keep your opinions to yourself. But if you have enjoyed it, feel free to leave a comment. And I'll catch up with you somewhere around the traps at some point in time. So long. Farewell, motherfuckers.